We need to pick a database for this. Which one is fastest?
Fastest at what?
At being a database.
That is not a thing. Every benchmark you have ever read is somebody else's workload.
Fine, but some of them are just faster.
At one shape of question, change the shape and the ranking inverts. That is not marketing, that is the whole subject.
Then what is the actual first question?
What does one red look like?
Mining.
When your code asks this thing for data, does it want one whole record, or two fields out of 10 million rows?
Those feel like the same question.
They are opposite. Whole record means everything about that record should sit together on disk. Two fields across millions means the opposite. You want each field stored separately so you can read one and skip the rest.
So one wants rows together, and one wants columns together.
And you cannot have both for free. Pick.
Ours is a user opening a page. Show me this account.
Then you want a row store, and half the options just fell off the table.
Great, Postgres done.
No, because you have not asked the second question.
Which is?
Once a row is written, does it ever change?
Sometimes.
That is the answer that costs money. If rows never change, logs, events, trades, anything that happened, you get an enormous amount for free.
Such as?
You never have to find the old version. You never have to lock anything. And you can compress hard because you are only ever adding to the end.
And if they do change?
Then something has to track where the current version is. And every design decision from there is about paying for that.
Okay, third question.
Do you know the key, or are you searching?
Difference.
If your code always says, give me account 442, you never need a query planner. That is a dictionary. If your code says, find me everything mentioning this word, you need an index that was built inside out.
I would just use like percent word percent.
On how many rows?
A lot of rows.
That reads every single one of them, every single time. It works beautifully in staging and falls over the week you get real data.
So a search engine.
Or the full text index in the database you already have, which is usually enough and is one fewer thing that can be down at 3 in the morning.
Fourth.
Does it fit on one machine?
Obviously not. We are a real company.
How much data?
I would guess a few hundred gigabytes.
That fits in memory, on a machine you can rent this afternoon.
That cannot be right.
People carry an intuition about database size from about 2009 and have never updated it. One box goes a very long way now.
How do I check instead of guessing?
Row count times row size on your biggest table. Look at the actual number. People are routinely out by two orders of magnitude and always in the frightening direction.
And going distributed when you did not need to.
You have bought yourself network failures, a rebalancing story, a backup story, and an on-call rotation. None of that made a single query faster.
That is fair, and I will admit I have done it.
Everyone has done it. Fifth question, and this is the one people skip.
Go.
Do you know the questions in advance?
Why does that matter?
If you know them, you can shape the storage around them, and it will be brutally fast. Key value, wide column, pre-computed everything.
And if I do not know them?
Then you need something that can answer a question nobody designed for, which means a planner, joins, and a query language.
So analytics.
Or anything with a human in the loop. The moment somebody can type their own question, you cannot pre-shape it.
All right, run those five on something real. Audit log. Everything the system did, kept forever.
Read shape.
Aggregates, how many of this, grouped by that, over a month.
Does it change after it is written?
Never, that is the point of an audit log.
Key or search?
Neither really, ranges.
Then it is a column store and it is not close. Append only, enormous, read a few fields across a lot of rows.
Click house.
Or the columnar thing your warehouse already offers. But yes, that family.
Next one, search box on a product catalog.
Read shape.
Someone types red running shoes and wants ranked results.
That is the inverted index case. Nothing else does relevance ranking properly.
So Elasticsearch, and we move the catalog into it.
No, and this is the mistake I have watched three separate teams make.
Why not?
Because a search index is derived. You rebuild it from something. The moment it is also your system of record, you cannot rebuild it, and the day it corrupts, you find out you have nothing to rebuild it from.
So the catalog lives in Postgres and gets copied into search.
And you own that copy forever, which is the real cost, and we will come back to it.
Next, every user has a feed, and we are writing 100,000 events a second into it.
Read shape.
This user's last 50 items, always by user, never anything else.
Then you know the key every time and you never search, so you can shape the storage around exactly that.
Store it already sorted, per user.
One partition per user, items sorted inside it, and a write is an append to the end of that partition. That is the wide column case.
Cassandra.
And you accept that the 10 busiest users last Tuesday is now a question you simply cannot ask.
I would keep a counter.
You will keep a lot of counters. That is the trade, and it is fine as long as you made it deliberately.
Next, fraud rings. Who is connected to who through shared devices and addresses?
How deep?
Until we stop finding things, 6 or 7 hops.
Then it is a graph, and this is the one case where the specialist earns its place early.
Why this one?
A join gets more expensive as the tables grow. Following a pointer costs the same no matter how big the database is.
And if it were 2 hops?
2 hops is a join. Do it where the data already lives. It is the deep ones that hurt.
Next, dashboard always shows the last 24 hours of metrics.
Read shape is a time range, every time.
Every single time.
Then the data should be physically split by time. So a query for today never touches last year.
A time series database.
Or Postgres with a time series extension, which splits the table by time range and is still just Postgres.
Hang on, that is the second time you have answered a question with or Postgres.
Third, actually.
Is that not a bit lazy?
It is the most useful thing in this entire conversation. You almost certainly already run a relational database. It does key value fine. It does full text fine. It does time ranges fine with an extension. It does JSON documents fine.
It cannot do everything.
It cannot do analytics at scale. It cannot do relevance ranking as well as a real search engine. And it cannot do a graph traversal 12 hops deep. Those are real limits and you will hit them eventually.
But not on day one.
Almost never on day one. And the version of this that goes wrong is picking the specialist store first, for a scale you have not reached, and paying for it every day until you do.
I want to push back on something.
Go on.
You keep saying, use the boring one. Nobody gets promoted for that. Everyone knows it and nobody says it.
That is completely true. And I am not going to pretend otherwise.
There is a whole category of architecture decision that is really a hiring decision or a resume decision.
There is. And the honest version is to say that out loud in the design document instead of inventing a technical reason.
Right, so when is a second database actually correct?
When the shapes genuinely conflict and one engine cannot serve both.
Example.
You have a ledger, billions of rows that never change, and you need aggregates over all of it. That is a column store.
And
you also need to know what every account holds right now, updated constantly. That is the mutable case, which column stores were historically bad at.
So 2 stores.
Or one that does both, which now exists. But say you go with two.
Then I have got the fast thing and the correct thing.
You have also got a new full-time job, which is keeping them in agreement.
Copy the data across.
When, if the copy runs every minute, then for up to a minute the two disagree, and nothing on earth tells a reader which of them they just got.
We would make it real time.
Then you own a pipeline, and the pipeline can lag, and it can fail halfway, and it can replay something twice.
That is a lot of work to avoid a slow query.
It is, which is why the order matters. You find out you need the second store because the first one measurably stopped coping, not because you predicted it would.
Give me the five questions back in order.
Whole record or a few fields across many. Does it change after it is written? Do you know the key or are you searching? Does it fit on one machine and check, do not guess? And do you know the questions in advance?
And if I answer those honestly?
The database picks itself. You will not have a short list, you will have one family, and usually one obvious member of it.
And if two answers conflict?
Then you have two workloads pretending to be one, and that is the actual finding. Split the workload before you split the database.
Say that one again.
Split the workload before you split the database. If you cannot describe them as two different jobs, you do not need two engines.
All right, last thing. What is the single most common mistake?
Picking for the scale you want to have rather than the one you have.
And the second?
Adding a second store without deciding, in writing, which one is the truth.
Because if both are the truth,
then neither is, and you find out during an incident, at the worst possible moment, with a customer on the phone.